Lecture 21, Imperial Crisis, the Chalcidice and Mitylene.
This lecture is a match to the previous lecture in which I discussed the Athenian and Peloponnesian fighting in northwest Greece. In this lecture, we're going to deal with the northern regions of Greece, and this was an area that was vital to Athens. This was, in many ways, the economic basis of the Athenian navy. And by northern Greece, I mean to designate several distinct zones. First, there were the areas that were controlled by the Athenians and part of the Delian League. This included the peninsula of the Chalcidice. Those are the three peninsulas from west to east known as Pallene, Cythonia, and Acte. And they are attached to the mainland, and the entire region was dotted with Greek city-states, which were extremely fertile, had access to important timber and metal resources. It also designated what is today the northern shores of Greece and essentially the shores of European Turkey, and this stretches from what is today the Strymon River along the northern shores of the Aegean to the peninsula that is today called Gallipoli. To the Greeks, that was known as the Chersonesus, that is a neck of land. And these cities were Greek cities founded in the 7th and 6th century BC and were also members of the Delian League, and it included also the island of Thasos. There were also two important native peoples in the region. This included the Thracians, ruled by a powerful prince known as Sitalkes. The Thracians spoke a language which is remotely related to Albanian today, and they held sway over the lands from the lower Danube to the shores of the Black Sea and essentially the northern Aegean. It roughly corresponds to modern Bulgaria. To the west of them, west of the Strymon River, were a set of vassal states and minor kingdoms loosely federated into what would become the Kingdom of Macedon, ruled from the city of Pella by the Argead family that claimed Hellenic, in fact, Dorian ancestry, descendants of Heracles, and the then reigning king was Perdiccas II, the son of Alexander I, who was the Macedonian king who had cooperated with the Persians, particularly King Xerxes. In these zones, the Athenians were fighting an uneven struggle from the start, and the fighting had erupted in this area in 432 BC before the actual formal declaration of war by the Peloponnesians. The region was always vulnerable to revolt, and that is because the Athenians were interlopers in this area. The cities of the Chalcidice had a long and proud history. Most of them were Ionian cities, descended from colonists from either the islands or from the city of Chalcis on Euboea, which was an old rival of Athens. Potidae, of course, was the one Corinthian colony. And all of these cities, once the Persians had been defeated, really didn't care to remain members of the Delian League. And in the 430s BC, the Athenians had put the screws to these cities, increasing the tribute several times to pay for the cost of defense. There was also King Perdiccas II, who had desires of taking over these Greek cities and taxing them and using their resources to strengthen his own position in Macedon. And the Macedonian king was, he had a job that was a really high-risk job. His main goal in life was to maintain his position by getting rid of his half-brothers, brothers, cousins, and fighting off the more nasty barbarians to the west and to the north of him. And the Athenians repeatedly attempted to manipulate the succession to the throne of Macedon and keep Macedon weak so that they had access to the timber resources, particularly the pine and the oak, so vital to the Athenian fleet. So Perdiccas II was fundamentally opposed to Athens, but he was not looked upon with great favor by the Greek rebels in this area because they were hardly delighted at the prospects of exchanging a domination by Athens for one by a Macedonian king. And the Thracians to the northeast of these cities of the Chalcidice were even more dangerous to them. They were seen as real barbarians. For one, they drank their wine unmixed, and what can you say about that among Greeks? You should cut your wine with water at a proper symposium.